Can you track out the studies of first the pilot study that you did that led into the CA9 study, and then this more recent study looking at FOLFOX and cetuximab?
Sure. With our first trial in North Central, N9945, it was trying to build on the observation from Dr. Nancy Kimony that giving intrahepatic therapy is of benefit in reducing recurrent disease within the liver, but with the understanding that many patients who relapse after undergoing surgery, placement of a hepatic artery infusion pump, and then completion of that therapy end up often with extrahepatic disease as their site of recurrence. The hope with N9945 was using a more active systemic regimen that not only would we cut down on those extrahepatic recurrences, but using a combination of, in this case, capecitabine and oxaliplatin, it would also enhance the reducing the recurrence of liver metastases. So combining a regimen that alternated between FUDR given through a hepatic artery infusion pump with systemic therapy, we hope that that would both be tolerable and really reduce the rate of recurrence. The trial will be presented at ASCO this year, but at least based on the preliminary toxicity data, there seemed to be no significant problems with the combination. There was a little bit of increase in liver enzymes that led us to decrease the dose of capecitabine partway through the trial. But beyond that, patients seemed to be tolerating it very well, and that led on then to CO9 to ask the question, now with a more active systemic regimen, do you still need to put the pumps in? I think that's a very important question in a patient population where the most likely place of recurrence is within the liver. If we can do away with the pump that helps reduce that rate of recurrence and use a more active systemic regimen, it's certainly going to make it a lot easier for the patient and reduce the cost, morbidity associated with the treatment.
This program is not going to come out till well after ASCO. Could you just discuss what you're going to present there?
Sure. To date, with N9945, the information that we have, and unfortunately the final data is still being assessed, but with the preliminary information that's available so far, we have seen a reduction in both hepatic and extrahepatic disease versus what we would have expected compared to historical information. The goal was to try to get about a third of the patients through 18 months without recurrence of their disease, and we're above that at this point. It's just unclear how much above that.
Do we know how much that predicts for what happens in the next few years after that?
It's not entirely clear, although from Dr. Kemeny's work, it does appear that if you get beyond that 2 or 3 year point, there does seem to be a durable response rate that the curves really do flatten out. So our hope is that by looking at that 18-month point, it is predictive of more long-term benefit to treatment.
Now, what fraction of the patients in this pilot study, and how many were there patients?
There were 72 enrolled in the study, and 51 of whom were able to proceed with the planned treatment. Most of the patients who were not able to go forward with the planned treatment had aberrant vascular anomalies that prevented placement of the pump, and a couple of patients that were found to have extrahepatic disease at the time of surgery.
And how many of these patients had prior chemotherapy?
I believe the people that had prior adjuvant therapy in that setting was roughly 20%.